Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, since wala tayong intro, kaya nyo bang i-hum yung theme ng... Sabayan natin pag...
Nung sinabi mo yun, Jude, lahat sila kunyari may tinitinan sa phone. Hello? Lahat umiwas ng tingin.
Actually, I think we're starting, so...
Rolling start.
Rolling start. Tapos, thanks for waiting. Tayo, di ba naghintay tayo ng matagal?
Sino ba yung late?
Yeah. Ano oras yun? 4 o'clock?
Okay, ready? Ready?
Ready?
Oh, who's gonna start?
Happy New Year. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. I forgot the how. I'm just kidding. It's professional. We're gonna be professional. Do we have cameras on us, by the way? No. Yes? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even better. There's no hiding. All right. Welcome to the Eavesdrop Podcast. We are back. This is our first episode for the year 2024. The gang is all here, plus plus. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly Victor.
This is Del. Hello.
I'm Jude Rocha. Good to see everybody.
And
in
when we
flesh.
see everybody, they're here with us. We are live. We are recording our podcast today. Episode 213, live at the Pod Network Entertainment Studios in Silver City.
So thank you. Massive thanks going out to the Pod Network. Thank you very much for accommodating and letting
Salamat.
Us use the studio.
Kahit hindi pa kami pumipirma, ayun na.
Nakikigamit. They didn't have to know that.
Ah, oh, ganun ba?
So you just say thank you for the trust. Anyway, they set us up very beautifully. This is a nice set. This is, you know, we're not used to this. We're used to 4 squares on a screen, obviously. And this is special because we have done a couple of live recordings. The first one was by like TV5.
Yeah.
2019.
Launchpad.
Before the pandemic. Right? And then we had one when Del came back.
Last year, January as well.
But Jude was in Hong Kong.
Yep.
He was just a face on the screen when we recorded. And now we're all together.
Killing! And that's because Della Mama is back in town.
It has nothing to do with me, guys. No, it's just a nice way because we're all in the same place, mm-hmm. geographically.
Yes.
And we have to see each other. And if we're going to see each other, we might as well talk.
That's true.
And record and invite people and make it a big thing.
Del, it is because of you.
Oh, because it is us.
Fran... What? Myself and Jude, we've been here in Manila for quite some time now. Hindi kami nakikita. Ayaw namin makipagkita sa isa't isa. Pero nung dumating ka...
No, that's not
ako
true.
Gusto ko talaga.
That's not true.
Jude, I know that's not true.
Listen to the way they're laughing.
Ako, sinong nandito ng nauna? Oh, excited ako. Oh. Pero ano lang, may okasyon eh.
Anyway, This is a little unnerving. Okay.
It's so awkward.
Awkward. I feel like we should just be in like this round table. You know, you guys are all looking at us. Because usually when we do record, we're just talking to ourselves. We don't know your reactions when we do make our cuento or say our opinions.
Yeah, exactly. But right now it's like, and also I'm not used to people looking at me. Like, it's so weird.
The grown-ups too.
I know. I'm trying not to think about them looking at us. Do you feel the same? Is this the product of the pandemic?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Doing it. It's kind of like, remember we talked about the podcast Smartless?
Yeah.
Jason Bateman.
Will Arnett and Sean Hayes.
So they took it out on the road. They took their podcast out on the road and they were like this and they had an audience. And after like the first episode, they were like wondering how they should engage. Should they just keep it like we're talking
like,
to ourselves?
Are we talking and we're supposed to ignore you? Or are we supposed to have this conversation and include you? It's weird. We're figuring it out.
It's so, weird good, though.
Yes, it's weird, good.
Yeah, so some good will come out of this.
I don't know, but we're hoping.
As usual.
Otherwise, we won't do it anymore.
Oh. What?
Oh, we're getting a reaction from them when you said that, Drew. Oh,
hindi, diba? Kasi kailan ka babalik? Ayokong unahan yung next trip mo.
What are you asking me? If I'm coming back, never.
Eh, walang we'll ganun. Walang live show.
We have to go to Utah.
Ako na, dayo ako ng dayo. Kayo, hindi nyo ako dinadayo doon.
Oy, ito.
Totoo naman.
You visited
me. Yeah, I visited you still, dude.
That's right. That's right. Dell is always flying to see us.
I know. So I'm always flying for you. That's how much I love you. Knox. No, really, it was, I just had to come home. Yeah, that's the thing.
All right. Okay, so we do have a lot to talk about, as usual.
Starting with Delamar being home, how does it feel to be back? And under,
wala akong tissue, ha?
Don't cry. Wag muna, suspend muna yung how are you? How does it feel to be back? Mamaya na ba?
Ha? Oo, kasi remember, we don't spring those how are you.
Okay.
Remember, because it really... It was really bad the last time you asked me that. Yeah, and heavily edited episode. So why don't we reserve that for them? Because this is the first time we're seeing them after a long time. It's been a year.
Yeah.
So how does it...
Who was here the last time, last year? Tony.
Tony.
Yeah, weren't you?
And then Alan set go.
Ah, the first one, the second. No, you, I remember. Who else
Alan set go at the back.
Yeah.
Anong nangyari sa iba? Ayaw nilang bumalik.
Give chance to others, though. Jay was the first one, I remember. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was the first one. Ready na si Joe Lagon.
That was a big one. That was fun. Okay, so let's talk. Okay, since we're talking about being in front of people and we are hosts, right? Well, Jelly is the host, actually. Because we're retired.
All of us are hosts.
And then Jude retired earlier than us from hosting, even from RX Avenue. No, I'm not going to host any of those RX events.
I know.
Because siya yung totoong diva.
Okay. Gusto niyo ako mag-host ngayon? Tatayo ako.
Oh! Really? Yes, we do. We do want you to host.
Yeah, sige.
Wala akong index cards.
Wala cue cards.
Walang brief. But anyway, yeah. So a lot of things are happening in the news. So why don't we just do this like a show, right? We're talking about what's happening in the world. Joko is a very hot topic. Yes. Ooh.
What happened?
Answer your own question.
He hosted the Golden Globes. So I wanted to get your opinions because we are hosts. Mas lalo ikaw, Jels, because this is really your profession, you know. But hosting and being a stand-up comedian, those are two different things, right? And I feel that he got a lot of harsh criticism. It was a lot. It was really... First of all, it was very difficult to watch, right? I mean, did you watch it? Sorry. Ay, hindi... Eh, wala na. Move on. You didn't watch it. You didn't watch it. You have to have watched it.
No. A little bit.
I only caught some parts of his monologue. Yeah.
You.
No, I didn't.
Gosh darn it.
Because the whatever was posting on social already spoiled it for me.
It filled you in.
Like, oh, this is what's happening. And what's going on.
Okay.
That's the power of...
social media.
Of trying to form this narrative of... And then now we're seeing the other side of it, which is the reaction to that reaction.
Right.
Diba? Parang nagsilabasan yung mga...
Because it was... In real time, I watched it in real time and it was very, very difficult to watch. Really. Yes. It was like, because...
Because the jokes weren't landing.
None. It wasn't landing for anybody. And aside from it being corny and stuff, and I wanted to watch it because, you know, he's Filipino.
Right.
He's Jokoy. I'm not a huge fan.
Me too.
I liked his jokes when I first heard it. Like, kunwari, the first time I've heard any of his Filipino jokes, super funny, super relatable. But then, like, the second time around, I'm like, played out. Mm-mm. Like, move on, right? Mm-mm. Okay, but given that, so I watched it, and it was so cringy, and then you see everybody. But then I immediately felt very bad for him because I knew how it is to stand up in front of a stage, and let's say you stand up, you go out, you see Martin Scorsese, and then you see Leonardo DiCaprio, and then you see Christopher Nolan, and everybody that you could possibly think of is in front of you, and I feel like he saw it, and he's like, oh no, right? And then, of course, I had so many feels for this kasi parang sabi ko, you should have prepared. You know, I don't know what went down in that writer's room. Because in my writer's room, siya, right? They all do. It's not. It wasn't just him writing it.
But the backstory is 10 comics had turned it down.
Yes. To host.
Mm. And so he was not on the top of the list, right? Yeah. The bigger stars said no.
Chris Rock said no. Ali Wong said no.
And remember, they're having to follow Ricky Gervais. Who's had a great run.
But also polarizing.
Polarizing, but a great run. Like, people didn't like, I mean, the celebrities hated it because he was targeting them, but the audience loved it because, wow, someone's, you know, hindi naman disrespecting, but more like, we're not going to kowtow to these big names in Hollywood. So he was really, and he kept coming back, right? He kept coming back. But Jokoy is not that big of a star.
Correct. Yeah.
So what would have happened is this could have been his break.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't land. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It didn't land. And the harsh thing for Filipinos is if it had worked, he would have opened the doors for so many others, right? Yeah. The way I was talking to Christy about this on the way here. Like, for example, Lea Salonga. Her first stint on West End, it was a success. Like, it was a resounding success. Everyone was like, who is this girl? Whoa, they can sing, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, so many Filipinos are entering West End and, you know, people are recognizing the Filipinos. I think the hope was that Jokoy would do the same and that he would be, he would have the talent to pull it off. But the thing with jokes is that, and this has nothing to do with whether you're a host or just anyone who tries a joke. Mm-hmm. You've tried it all. Sometimes, diba, binido nyo, galit sila. It didn't make someone laugh. Mm-hmm. So making someone laugh is one of the hardest things to do. And to do it so publicly, while the whole world is watching, is very hard. Now, as a host, Jelly will answer this, but as far as I remember hosting, there's really a moment when you step on stage and you have about 10 minutes to establish your dominance. That's it. Like, I can stand here and you're going to trust me. And I'm going to say what I'm going to say and you are going to follow me. He didn't get to do that. Or if he did, he failed. And so they were all like, is he funny? He's not. And nagtitinginan sila. They were feeling the room. Like, I didn't like that joke. Then you could hear other people. They didn't. So now the audience has the power. Like, we don't like you. And for an hour and a half or 2 hours or however long the whole thing lasted, he was having to fight for his right to party, no, to be on stage. And for me, as a host, that was really a thing you do. I remember this. So, kasi sa totoo lang, shy kami lahat. Totoo naman, di ba? We're very shy. So when you step on stage, it is a huge responsibility. You have to look good. Look at Jelly. You have to be spotless. Di ba? Kasi they look at everything about you. And they look, they scrutinize just your look, how you're doing the whole gig. And so if you don't establish dominance and win them over, it will be hard to have them root for you. Mm-mm. And I think that's where he really, yung idea. No.
He was already saying, I've read articles, apologies, where he said he only had 10 days to prepare. Mm. And then, you know, all of the writers were with him and they're, you're thinking of the jokes and what to say. And then all of that gets edited by the powers that be that handle Golden Globes. Mm. With hosting, you need to come in there super prepared. Like, really know your thing. And if they've had just 10 days to prepare, and that still goes through editing, by the time it lands in his hands, who knows how well he'll master his jokes and the delivery. Tapos go in there, a brand new stage he has never been on, facing people that he's probably maybe casually encountered, but not in that setup. I cannot imagine what that must have been like for him. So after I read all of the backlash, all of the hating, seriously, as a host who can't even do stand-up comedy, who can't even make people laugh, I feel for him. Like, a little kindness goes a long way. Yes, it was, you know, this was his opportunity to shine even brighter. But I don't think he had enough of a time to really prepare for something that humongous, you know, that big a stage in front of all of those people. And, you know, the cameraman wasn't kind as well, because every time he would say a joke, he'd pan to the audience just to show that they were not smiling.
That's what they
weren't laughing
all the time. Because
remember, Ricky Gervais started the style of dissing the biggest stars.
Yeah.
And he didn't care. Like, I remember the first time he hosted, it was awkward too. But he didn't let up. He doubled down. Mm-hmm. And then he won over the audience, not the audience in the room, but the, kasi parang ang saya, okay, slug it out, dude. You know, everyone's kowtowing to all these big names, and here he is, he did not care. Like, he was saying the most horrible things to the biggest stars, and he was drinking.
Mm.
Now, that's Ricky Gervais style. If you know his stand-up comedy, he's really like that. Jokoy is not. He's not aggressive. He's Filipino.
No, plus siguro dahil walang Filipino sa audience, wala siyang masimulan ng joke. Diba, usually for his shows, that's the way he goes. Like, bank up on Filipino traditions and being Filipino, considering that there was probably no Filipino in the audience. How do I go off on it? Plus, he is also limited with his script.
Mm-mm.
Because that has gone through, you know,
remember,
revisions, editing, approval.
Ricky Gervais didn't care about it. Well, he said the worst things. He really did.
Pero now, kilala siya kasi.
Yon, kilala
he's
siya.
An actor din eh. Si yeah. Jokoy is starting to act.
New.
He has a movie, Easter
yeah.
Sunday.
I think that's his approach to it.
He's not a talk show host.
Yep.
Unlike, his approach was like, oh, they should know me. Pero dude, they don't know you yet, man. So hindi ka close. Hindi ka close with Nicolas Cage. Hindi ka close with Meryl Streep. Oh my God. It was like that. Like, it's like, stop, Tito, stop. Tito Jokoy, stop.
Joseph.
But I really felt, and I think Jelly's right. I mean, I really felt immediately, I felt sympathetic. I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for him. Like, I know, and the backlash was fast. Like, yeah.
It's like
I was watching
people came out of the woodwork.
Real time.
Watching it real time, and
they,
then the one
they
on
hate
Twitter.
Him this much.
Oh my God.
Ang dami pala. Ba't ganun?
So crazy.
And then the next few days, parang nag-course correct. He's going to be fine.
Right.
Yeah, it's not an easy gig.
Yeah.
He had 10 days. He defended himself. He was interviewed walking to his car. He's gonna be fine. He's got millions in the bank.
Or he will. Yeah, I mean, at least Steve Martin went and said, you know,
Greta Gerwig said she's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Yeah. So people are saying
Howard Stern said something very insightful as well. So
like the day after, or like shortly after. So, like, my takeaway, be nice. Really be nice. And the second one is, like, don't be a reactionary. Because people were so...
Madali lang kasi mag...
Yun nga. So fast. So
not
quick.
Jelly.
So quick to be harsh. Na parang, oh, yeah. Oh, he sucks. Kanya, no one... Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, my God, guys, you try it. Like, you try going up there.
Yeah.
Right?
The culture of hate is very easy to ride, right? And if you're online... the best way to engage people online is to make them angry, to make them feel yung cute stuff like cats. These are big online, right? That's why people flock to those things. It hooks you and then it won't let you go. Anger is the same. So once that anger train started, you're going to have to wait for it to lose steam. Or, you know, parang people kind of saying something different. I'm not a big fan. I'm okay, like, okay. But as a Filipino, syempre, you root for them. And my hope is that he's so down right now. But I wish someone would tell him, turn it around. Because if you survive the harshest challenge, which he's down right now, if he's able to turn it around, he will be untouchable.
Yeah.
So here we are again. You took your chance, right? He took his chance. It failed. Are you gonna retreat or are you gonna double down? I hope he doubles down. Pero sana may talent. Kasi yun yun. No, being serious. I'm so sorry, but I mean, the funniness of it. If he can turn the anger and make people laugh, he will gain them back and maybe establish his dominance. Yeah. So
hindi niya target market kasi. He did one Joseph joke, right? He did one. It fell. And then even like Suits, the cast of Suits came out. I don't know if you know this, right? They came out and they thought it was going to be a big thing. First, it was the two guys, the two main guys of Suits. Because it has a resurgence on Netflix, right? So the two guys come out, they're going to award something. And then they award and then they cut. And then the two girls come out. And they thought that was going to be a big dramatic moment. Super konti lang. Konti lang yung clap, clap, clap. They're like, ay, okay. So hindi nila target market.
Parehong ano, Netflix, si Joko is big in Netflix.
Yeah. Right.
Those shows of his. So baka ayon lang sa Netflix.
Maybe. Wait, was Meghan Markle there?
No. Oh, if Meghan Markle was there, then whoa.
Cambridge. HRH.
Hindi, kasi sabi the girls, so the secretary of Harvey.
The secretary and then the lawyer.
Donna.
And then the other lawyer. Came out. I forgot her name.
Okay.
Wala si Megan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they were hoping for.
Yeah.
Oh, yan ang current events. Balik na tayo sa chismisan.
Okay,
ng,
next.
Okay.
Next topic.
What?
Oh, you guys, what do you want to
say? Alak, gusto nyo? Meron
Did you say alak?
Yes, there's wine.
Who brought the wine?
Jelly.
What?
That girl right there.
I got two bottles for
everyone. There'll be drinks. So eh, dapat ngayon na yun para talaga.
Para mas ma-enjoy nila yung conversation, diba? Uminom-inom.
So kailangan natin ng isa pang episode. Okay ba kayo doon?
Hindi, tayo na lang apat.
Kami muna.
With shots. Yun ang show. I would like to do
with
that.
Shots?
With shots. With shots. Alright, well, since it's our first time, after a year to be together and all of that, and Jude is here, we were wondering, of all the episodes, are there any... Is there anything you want to ask or clarify from the episodes that we just, or any, are recorded or disagree? You want to react, whether you agree with us or not? It's great. We would love to hear it kasi kami lang nagkakarinigan. So baka...
Parang public speaking din. So ayan, may mic dyan.
Was there anything that you wanted us to expound on or napansin nyo parang may na-edit sa part na yun I want to know the rest or whatever you guys have questions is there any reaction to any of the episodes
pag may in-edit sasabihin nyo kung ano yung in-edit
hindi yun ang hindi
edited
na nga eh
baka pwede na kasi
ay wala
ibunyag
wala
I have a question. Sa episode, how's your heart, Jelly? Kasi parang ano eh, parang nag-slip na lang dun sa last few episodes, di ba? Parang may mga ganap na they don't know about. All of a sudden, it's like,
hindi ko alam.
Nakutuban nyo ba yun? May something, di ba? Parang something's different.
Parang wala naman.
Ah, wala naman.
Wala naman. parang wala naman. Ha? Okay ka din, Ina, no?
Ito, harap-harapan na, ganyan ka pala. Eh ngayon, magkatabi na tayo.
Yes, what? Oo, ang taas
pala. Amatong seating arrangement na to, ah. Jelly.
That's right, the besties.
Soprano ka pala.
Ang taas ng boses eh.
Wala. Umiiwas talaga.
Wala talaga, guys. Bakit ganito? Then,
if you want to ask, I think that's what we're trying to do. No? If you have any questions
Kaya
for
na.
Jelly, ngayon nyo natanongin.
Or anybody who's seated here, you have questions for us?
Questions or reaction? Things you want us to talk about? Because, you know, this is what we do on the show, huh? We
don't. Kung know wala kayong questions, kami ang may questions para sa inyo. Oh, I'm already looking at you, EJ.
What's the question?
Sige, we'll start that off. I'm directing this question to EJ because EJ used to be part of Radio 1 for Monster Radio RX 93.1, which is where all of us started. You were under whose tutelage, EJ?
Started and ended.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, introduce yourself
just
first.
Just tumayo.
Yes. There. Introduce yourself and then let us know who was taking care of you for Radio 1.
Hi, everyone. I'm EJ. Matagal ako sa Radio 1. I was there for 9 years. So it was actually a lot of people.
He was the youngest.
I started at 14. Yep.
Oh my.
Child labor.
I was a baby. And I got in the RX parties even at 14.
All water under the bridge. You're legal now. It's
third year high school.
I started with Iggy and Fran. That went on for about 5 years. That was my first 5 years. And then I did a year with Christy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did a year with Christy. And then I did a couple years with Alvin. Pero nagbabantay kayo sa akin noon on weekends. So that was Delamar, Jelly, Jude, yeah. When you guys would babysit during the Radio 1 show, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got a death stare from Del once too.
Did I?
I did. I messed up the commercial with the board there. They started overlapping pag naka-auto on, di ba?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
And then you come in and you're like... And then you kind of just fix the thing. And then you looked at me lang. You didn't say anything. So I felt... I felt destroyed.
Destroyed.
I felt that disappointment. And I knew at that moment, like, you don't fuck with Del. Like, no.
You what? At that moment?
I felt so ashamed. Like, I was like, oh my God, nakahiya.
Really? Oh my God.
No. But that was a really good learning moment. I mean, I think I've had a lot of really good learning moments from you guys. Diba kanina when we took the photo, I was like, oh, my first boss is like, I mean it. Like, I've learned a lot. Like, who I am today, a lot is, like, from you guys, too.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow, that is beautiful.
Yan ang chika. Dami ko sinabi. Shit.
Nagmura pa eh, shit.
You do know this is
pwede
a podcast,
ngayon,
right?
Pwede na ngayon. Dati bawal kasi.
Yeah, tsaka this is... it's a podcast. You can pretty much say whatever you fucking want.
So, matagal mo nang gusto mag-shit sa radyo.
That's too spicy.
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry. Oh, iba pagkakaatanda ko kasi how it went down.
No.
No.
This is Del's version.
No, I'm kidding. I don't remember at all. Kasi ano lang ako rin. Di ba pag nagbabantay, usually, parang there's a jock before and then 12 noon, di ba?
Yes.
Ang Radio 1.
Yeah.
So yung nagbabantay almost never goes inside unless there's a problem. We leave the kids.
You guys would be in the pantry like having your snacks.
Yeah, tapos we're just one ear to the monitor so we know if there's a problem.
Right.
But pretty much, you just leave them alone. So, I'm so sorry.
No,
I destroyed you. And your dream?
That was really scary though. Really scary.
But you know, a lot of people are scared.
Dito,
para
sabihin
nyo.
Para mailabas dito, dahil maglalabas ako na sama na loob.
He will leave whole again.
Yeah. I just had to say that. Like, I felt so... That joke lang.
Ilang taon niyang dinala yon?
Whoa! How long ago was that?
Shucks. Oh my God. 20... I'm trying to remember. 2010.
14 years?
No, 14
years. 14 long years. In that span, he put up a business.
Yeah.
He's become quite the success.
Got some
you inspired him.
Oh, that fueled him. That death stare.
It did.
Check the business that you're running? No.
No, I know nothing about business. I will mind my own business.
And so that's the answer to your question.
Oh, wow. Beautiful answer. Thanks, EJ.
Okay, so... This is what I remember. You posted something about your parents, I think. Your mom ba? I think your mom. Ayan.
Ay, ito
na.
Right on cue.
Ugali na ito.
Okay, I'll just... But I remember that you were young. And there, you know, when you're a teenager, this is the moment where you're not going to like your parents very much. You remember?
I remember. So yeah, but go, Rick.
I walked in and you were in the middle of saying stuff. You were very angry.
Like on air?
No, oh. Off air. Hindi naman.
I was ranting. That was like my early mga ano, teenage years.
Angsty.
Closeted pa ako noon, so marami yung anger sa life.
You have anger when you're not being authentic, right?
Absolutely.
It's part of it because you feel like you can't be who you are. And so I was so shocked with what you were saying. And I was like, oh my gosh, this kid, you know, your mother loves you.
I remember this.
But I forgot about it until I think, I don't know if it was Facebook or something, you had posted about your love for your mother.
Yeah.
And then I remembered what you had said and I was like, I wonder what story happened between that afternoon that he was getting angry and this post where it was really nicely worded and heartfelt. It was like night and day. So that's what I remember. Siguro I was severe on you because I had heard you talk about your mom that way. And right. It kind of felt made me feel bad. Pero wala naman akong karapatang magalit kasi hindi ko naman alam ang mga detalye, diba? But I guess, you know, we all learn. I shouldn't have done that. But my recollection of you is that moment and then that post on Facebook and it made me go, wow, you can never really tell at which point the story is at.
Yeah.
And if I just didn't hear about that post, the thing in my memory is just you angry at your mom. But then it was like a full circle. And things are okay?
Things are great. Wow. You know, I remember talaga, that was I think Fran was there. I think it was Fran that I was ranting to. Fran got the brunt of like my adolescence, to be clear.
He was, because he was a baby pa. He really, that's why I remember EJ so well. One, we share the same birthday.
Yeah, so that walang mentes are always like happy birthday to each other.
But because nga, sabi ko, oh my God, do we accept them this young? And he was under my care, right? Like, oh, I have to like, you know, train this.
Exception yun eh. Yung
exception. Special.
Kilala eh.
You
kilala yung ano, may connect eh.
Wala akong connect, to be clear. Nalaman ko lang na may connect ako na nakapasok na ako.
Kaya ka nakapasok na dun sa connect.
Hindi nga. Promise. I found out lang after.
Wait, who's your connect?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Cannot
be named.
So yeah, I saw him really literally grow up. Yeah, and then that's why I'm so proud of him because he has a business. He you know, he's his authentic self. You know,
the first thing I told him when I saw him now, like this today, was you look so good.
Yeah.
No, I think
even though sometimes I want to make him palo, because sometimes I do see him on IG. So I'm like, EJ, you're going out too much. Ayan naman, you're getting sick na naman. Ay nako. I'm like, huy.
Oh, alaga pa rin.
But I mean, I don't tell him. I think it. I don't say it because he's his own person. I can't like make him ceremony anymore.
And he told me when I said you look so good, you said you were out.
You were like, you're blooming. You bloom.
Yeah,
I was like,
you really.
Yeah, that's what coming out does to you.
that's what being authentic does to you. The power of they say this guy Gary Brecka was saying, love is not the strongest force actually, and if they measured the energy or whatever. It's not when you're loving, it's when you're true to yourself. Because everything starts from there.
Right.
Like it.
Grabe del, yeah. I mean, I guess like my last piece of it is just, I just want to thank you guys again. Like, no, and even with the other radio ones, we just got together like over the holidays. It's really funny. Like everybody's like married and having kids or whatever. And we always have that like really fond recollections of RX and like, just you guys like watching over us and like, you know, being that cool tito and tita and just.
Hindi pwedeng kuya at ate.
Ay, ate.
Tito and tita talaga.
Ay, sorry.
He got his revenge, guys. He got his revenge.
Wait, tita na rin ako. Tita na rin ako. 32.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile.
From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, but so yeah. Kung tito ka, ano na kami kung tawag mo sa amin tito, tita?
Patay tayo dyan.
I'm 32, Brad. I'm 32.
32? And yeah. We've known you since you were 14?
I know.
Oh my God.
But thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's really nice to see all of you. Thank you for weaseling my name in that
no,
list.
No,
I
was
no, I love it.
Sama ka naman sa list.
Yeah, you were part of the 20.
Thank you. Ito yung ating top 20.
May connect.
May
connect.
May connect. May connect.
There's still the other radio one. Ano?
We missed
hello.
Them. Hello. Hi.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, EJ. Thanks. Who's next?
You have to call names. Eh.
Grilling pala to. Grill eh. Parang
kaya
hindi
nga may name
questioning.
Tag tayo.
Oh,
that's right.
That's right.
Hit her name.
Parang tempted akong tawagin si MJ. Well, aside from the fact na from the time we started recording, she's just had this big smile on her face the whole time. Parang hindi nawala. And MJ is the one podcast listener who every week talaga she would quote something from the episode. Sometimes, and you know the thing is when you're reposting something from the episode, baka for you, it you know it just went past, went over your head. But when somebody quotes and then writes about it and then we repost, you're like, oh, nga no, that's a nice thing. And then you end up listening to it again. MJ always does that. And it's often something that Delamar had mentioned. So MJ, I just wanted to ask you, since you are seated from your favorite, kasi she posted, babatiin ko kayo in alphabetical order para hindi ma-obvious kung sino yung paborito ko. Alam naman namin, which is absolutely fine. How does it feel to be seated next to the woman that you're always quoting, the woman that whose words make such an impact for you? MJ, microphone. Kaya mo yan! Para makapag-isip.
Si MJ may pasalubong yan, nandyan. Bigay mo na, MJ. Paper bag lang, actually.
For you guys.
I will get it. Thank you.
Thank you, MJ.
Anong meron? Anong meron?
Are you hungry?
Oo. Hinihintay ko yung kapatid ko eh.
Is my sister there? Oh, can I have my coffee?
Okay.
Pasensya na kasi medyo jet lag, no? Kung bangag-bangag ako, pasensya na po kayo.
Didn't she just arrived? Well, 2 days
ago. Alrighty. Thanks, Ots. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Oh, guys,
you're really awkward.
Sometime, MJ.
Mic. Hello, mic test. Hello, mic test.
Ay, wala! Yay!
Hello, yeah. Hi.
Okay, go.
Hi, all.
Yes, hi.
MJ.
MJ.
Okay, where do I start? Kasi ganito. When Del started on the radio, I was 16.
Yeah, na naman eh. Ano, what's with you guys on okay, the mention of
sorry,
the
I really
age
hate it when you start with ages.
And, basta yun, from there, parang, she sounds so good kasi. So I was like, I want to be a DJ. I want to be like her. fast forward to now, kumusta naman? Wala. But I've always tribute pala para sa iyo to. Sorry. Oo nga. Iba na lang. Oh.
Next.
But yeah, she's just so influential to my
Yep.
Even for all of us. I feel cuz how do I start? Awkward.
So this is what happens when you come home, Del.
Nagtago na si Del. She's just so cool. She's just... I mean, I don't need to say much about her because you hear her talk. I don't even know. But she's just really worth listening to, and she's not just wise, she's funny. Because yeah. It's difficult to combine wisdom and humor. Sometimes, because yes. It can be boring, sometimes like la 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 la. But she gets to combine it, and it's a good mix among all the other things I love about her. Also, I don't know if it has any connection, but I'm very, very close to my mom, and her birthday is near my mom's birthday, so I don't know if it has something to do with astrology.
Uy, lumalakas. Hello, my test.
Yun lang. So, but I don't know if I was able to answer your question, but Basta, she's my idol, and sometimes, because most of the time, I want to be like her, but most times, I want to be her. And now, like, she's a mom, and I'm like, oh no, she's like, she's just elevating her, whoever she is. She's, hirap i-articulate. Di ako nag-practice. So thank you so much for the time. Thank you for listening, Del.
You did well, my you, dear. MG. You did very well. Thank you, MJ.
Bella, you don't have to say anything.
Who's
we
next?
Love you lang. We love you lang. Yay!
No, we've been messaging each other on IG, diba? Kasi nga, I noticed, like, I hardly check Twitter or X or any social media except IG. And so she would post a mention, she would mention me and quote whatever. Siguro, it would be days before I get to read it. And then sometimes when I'm reading, I'm like, wait, this is pretty, this is a good quote.
Exactly.
This is I a pretty good this? Quote. Oh, wait, I said this? I'm cool. Because remember, when we're talking, we're just talking. We don't really think of, we're just trying to tell each other something. And so, tama si Jelly, yung, wow, oh nga, no, that was a good point during that episode. And so, I don't think we think of it in that way. We're just really talking, which is the part that I kind of like about the podcast, which I kind of liked about radio, where seemingly it's a show. What we do is a show, and it's so easy to fake a show. But when you still do a show and have the truth in it, or I hate to say the word again, but authenticity... Something is shared. Something that is real is shared. And when that real thing is shared, you're bonded to these people. Whether they know you or you know them. Like, that's what EJ was saying. Like, not just the training, but what you heard. Mm-hmm. And so I told her, when I come home, I would maybe we can have coffee. Right? Remember I said that? Kaya lang wala pala akong time. Sorry. No, but I told her that maybe we can have coffee and finally ask each other things. I know. My phrase was, I think you and I have a conversation to have with each other. Because it feels like, I don't know if you feel like I'm your mom in a way. Abix, thank you. Thank you so much. That was a trap. But you passed the test.
You passed, MJ. Uh-huh.
Big sister. Yan din sabi ni Jelly sa akin. Ayoko yun eh. Mag-age tayo. Sige na nga. Pwede na kasi 50 na ako eh. So I wish I really had time, but this trip is just a very different kind of
Sabagay, lahat naman ng trips ko different. This is the good kind. And I will really try because it feels like, sabi nga niya, can I tell them about the future project? She said that she wanted to have a podcast of her own. And that somehow, maybe I'll be okay to guest on it. Tama ba? Tama ba naalala ko? Okay. And I'm saying, I will be there should you push through with it, because it really feels like you and I have stuff to talk about. I have some things to tell you, but the conversation has to start. Yeah. So, yeah. That's great. That's great. Awkward lang a little bit. Pero. Yeah.
Title of this episode, awkward.
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 Oak.
It's okay. It's okay. I know.
Anybody else? Ayoko na magtawag. Oy, wow, Christy!
Oh, I have a question.
Oh my God!
Christy! Again.
No, seriously. How long have you guys been doing this podcast?
Too long.
2019?
Hindi pala sa akin naka...
2019!
Telling!
2019. So in that span of time that you guys have been talking together, what is the most shocking thing you found out about each other?
Yes.
Oh.
No, that Jude loves what? Us.
Oh. No. Ano ba? I don't know.
That's true.
What's the most shocking?
Why would
shocking?
I be here?
Oh, you're shocked, no? You're shocked
that
you love us.
The most shocking.
I knew it. Shocking. Ano ba shocking?
Okay, I'll start because there's already one that comes to mind. It was only, especially during the pandemic, it was only then that I found out Del and I actually had a lot in common, especially in terms of childhood and experiences. I was one of those people na I don't think Del ever gave me a death stare, but her mere presence.
But she felt it anyway.
Yes. Her mere presence back when I was on radio with them, just being in the same room with her, intimidated the crap out of me. And I've said that many times on the podcast. And it was only during the recordings that I realized, oh my gosh, we have so much in common. And I meant it when I said it feels good to really get to know everyone and get so close to them, because now every time I'm going through anything, I can't think of anybody else I want to open up to, vent to, share it with, and I know would have great insights that I probably haven't seen. It's just them, you know? There are times that I would think to myself, how would Del view this? What would Del think? That's even before I get to the recording, and then that's when I open up. So that's one shocking thing that I found out. Anybody else? Fran?
I think during the pandemic, the political persuasion of each other, that really shocked me. Like it was like, oh. Because this was the first time that we were all talking about politics. True. And so even if you've known people for a long time, and then, of course, whether it's religion or politics, once you start that conversation, it's really quite divisive. Mm-hmm. And even if you never entertained that this was an other, like someone not your, kumbaga, sila, hindi tayo. Pag nagsimula na yung conversation ng politics and religion, it kind of puts people, it divides people. And so that, for me, that was the shocking thing. Like our take, all of our takes on one issue, iba-iba kami ng perspective. But the great thing about that was, if you sit long enough with that uncomfortable feeling of being different from each other, is that after a while, we just kept doing it, and then we benefited from the perspective of the other person. So I'm only looking at it this way, and I'm going to be... And then I hear my friend say something else, and I'm like, nga. So you need a lot of voices, and the voices don't have to agree. Actually, you have to disagree to get to the better truth. So the shocking thing was, one, that we were yung different... political persuasion. Second, that during that time that we were talking, it changed
my perspective because it became, I was more accommodating to another point of view. And which was a great learning pag medyo opinionated ka. Yun lang po.
Hindi lumabas yung episode na yun. I think we scuttled that, a particular episode.
We did?
That was too...
Was it too risky?
Flammable.
Too, ano?
Well, yeah. You can...
Yes, I remember. Ano.
Yeah. So, isa yun sa mga... Marinig nyo lang pag binayaran nyo kung maraming pera.
It's in your vault. Labeled.
I forget, but yeah, I think, you know, in the lifespan of the podcast, like I said, it's been too long. There's one or two, maybe three na didn't see the light of day. No, Jelly.
Uy, nilabas ko din eventually. Ikaw naman.
So ngayon, mga parts na lang yung na-edit out. Which is important to get to what you hear on your end. Because without that, there's not much truth in what we're doing. And we're all guilty of some editing, but that's what happens pag kaming apat lang. Iba yung pagka, syempre yung nasa screen ka lang, two of us, all four of us in different places. But the hope is somehow, even with that challenge, something that we're not used to is being beside each other. We somehow, you know, the end result is you guys having... to feel what honesty is being said sa kanilang tatlo. I'm the most dishonest. So, but I get a pass because I put it together and I listen to it several times before it ends up on streaming. So, for one, may dalawang kampo dito. Yung kampo nila Del and Jelly. Kung napapansin nyo...
Wait, ano yung kampo? So dalawa, Jelly Del versus Jude?
Oh, yung tanong ni ano, di ba? Hindi naman versus.
No? Oh,
this is the shocking.
Oh, yun.
Ah. Oh.
Parang, magkapareho pala yung dalawa.
Yes. Which is why I knew that, I told you on the episode, you were having a discussion about it, your dad with Boom, and I knew in that moment, many moons ago, I need to talk to this girl because I wanted to say something, but you didn't want to look at me.
Kasi puta-puta. Oh,
oh. So I'm realizing talaga na people are scared.
Yeah.
Of me. Why are you like that, guys? Why are you like that? Monica, what's your the most shocking thing that you...
Huh.
If anything shocks Monica.
That's a good question. It's a good question, Christy. I don't know if I was shocked by anything... I think I was shocked to find out from 2019 to now, right? Because when you do something over and over again, and it's kind of like a job. I mean, this is like actually a passion project. We're not getting paid. We should.
We're
though.
Not.
We want to be. We want to make a lot of money.
Sponsors.
We want to monetize the podcast. But really, ultimately, we do this because we like talking.
Right.
To each other
to
also.
Each other. But I think maybe the most shocking, if I were to pick something out, right, was that the times that we don't get to record, sometimes maybe, I know Jude sees it as like a vacation, so he doesn't have to hear our voices. But the times that we couldn't record, whether life got in the way or just other things, challenges or whatever, I... sincerely and honestly miss these three people. Like, I felt like something was missing from my week. Like, And then I didn't, you know what? And then going through life, I didn't realize it. And I'd only realize it until the next time we get to record.
Yeah.
And then that's when everything came out. I'm like, oh. And there'd be a moment when we'd be recording and be like, I missed you guys. I missed you because, you know, like, I mean, we go through, we have lots of connections. There's a lot of things that get in our everyday life. And my shocking revelation is that these people, you, Jude, Jelly, and Del, I'm like, they really are very intrinsically part of me.
Which part? I want the money part.
Soon.
I want the profit of the park, yes.
Eh, kung mamili ka, kayo, yung friendship na sinasabi nyo na precious o ano, yung podcast.
Friendship or the podcast? Oh. We'd have to pick?
Oh.
Di ba magkasama yun eh?
Hindi.
It came as a package deal.
Kung baga, kung gusto nyo maging friends pa rin tayo, huwag na tayo mag-podcast. Hypothetical!
Dito is so severe! Ganun, diba?
My gosh!
Kung papapiliin lang. Eh, gusto nyo shocking, diba? Di...
Oh my gosh! Nasaktan ako doon ng slide, Jude!
If we don't have an episode after this, you know. Joke lang.
Please look at yung list ng fina-follow ko sa Instagram. May tatanggalin lang akong isa.
Ah, ganun ha, yung mga unfollow.
Oh, di ba yun ang mga usapan ngayon eh.
Correct.
Yeah. To unfollow too.
O, gagawa tayo ng dalawa ngayon, di ba? So we can wrap this up. Tapos okay. Tingnan natin kung may isa pa.
Okay. Kasi it's been an hour.
Has it been an hour?
Ganun lang, kabilis. Wow. No? Ano, gusto niyo pa isa pa? Habang nandito kayo, sayang naman. Eh, kailangan niyo mag-participate.
Yun. Kasi kung niyo mag-yes kayo, you carry your weight, guys. No?
We have to get ano, some VOs para ano naman, masaya naman. Para lalong sumakit yung ulo ko sa... And that's
sa editing. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Jack, sorry, do you have a question?
Oh, yeah, go. Come on, Jack.
Come on,
let's
Jack.
Go.
Come on, Jack. Come on, Jack.
Let's go, Jack. The mic's right in front of you.
I guess I'll backtrack din sa sinabi ni Chrissy kanina. Kasi diba tinanong niya, what's the shocking thing? My question is, if you could go back to any episode and parang have a chat with yourself, either before or after the recording, which episode was it and what would you tell yourself?
So it's just addressing us and how we were in the episode.
Nako, kilala ko kung sino yung ganyan. Yeah. I'm not looking at anybody, pero kilala ko kung...
Yung biglang magme-message sa'yo, Jude,
ano? Wow. Good question. Okay, I'll start so you guys can think. I think the only time I was like super vulnerable on the podcast. What? Why are you laughing? was when I cried because I didn't get my visa.
I knew it! That was my visa episode.
That's not what I was thinking about.
Visa episode, right. That was so, oh my God. So if I were to tell myself, I'd be like, okay. Actually, no. I would have been like, calm down. You know, you're going to wait like 2 years. Because if I don't get in the pandemic, you're going to wait and it's all going to work out. Like, don't be anxious. Because I really got super anxious. Like, after I was denied and then the time that I had to wait to get my second interview or the other interview, I was like, and then leading up to it, imagine that's 2 years. Eh? I was like, oh my God. And it was always in the back of my head. And I don't know if that stole, obviously, no, I know. It stole some peace from me, right? But I would have, after recording, and if I know what I know now, I'm like, okay, Monica, calm down. Why don't you just enjoy life? You know, it'll be okay. And yun lang, actually. So there, I gave you time to think. That was actually the only reason why I answered the question.
I think for me, there was this one episode where I did not feel very good. I didn't, and this was not the, ano to, during the pandemic, at the height of the pandemic, there was an episode where I just didn't feel very good because I felt, as I usually do, which is my cross to bear, that my co-hosts don't like me. And yeah, that was really the...
How did you know?
I knew it. No. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. I remember which episode. It was the Chot Reyes episode. Yeah, that? No. The two... the bisexual thing that we had a guest na...
Nikki and Nat?
Yeah,
Nikki and Nat. They're in a relationship, or was it Patty? Patty. So this is during Pride Week.
But it wasn't the topic. Mm. It was the feeling.
I don't know why I felt that, but I think that's really me, because I'm always scared of not being liked. It's a thing. I understand this now. Because that day, I was just reacting to the fear without knowing that it's a fear. But now I know that it is, and I get to question it. Why? Why did you jump to that conclusion? Mm. And even if they do, don't they have the right to like you or not? And so I wish I had that talk with myself to say, don't worry, kid. This is all part of the deal. You're going to be okay at the end of this. You just need to go through this hard part. Because that's the conundrum, right? For you to learn, you got to go through the difficult part. There's no way around it. You can't sidestep it. I had to go through that. And I remember I was so quiet during that episode. I was not talking, hardly talking. And then somehow the conversation was so good that I found something that I was curious to ask the guest about. And from there, I forgot all my fear. And I remembered having the feeling of being connected to the guest, as if I felt like I had asked the right questions, brought out the side of her that I thought we needed to get out into the episode. And then, ano nga yung sinasabi ko, nakakalimutan ko, pasensya na kayo kasi jet lag po ako. That somehow I just followed my curiosity. And so if you're not working from a point of fear, you're going to do the job well. Hmm. But for as long as I held on to the fear and the people hate me, people don't like me, they did this, they did that, you're never going to get the job right because you're not looking at the right thing. The job is to have a conversation that not just entertains, at least for us, to connect. And when I forgot all my fears, I did the job. Hmm. And so I just kept doing it, and I didn't let, kasi gusto ko nang mag-quit actually sa podcast. That, yeah, I was telling my husband.
Uunahan mo pa ako?
Oo, uunahan pa kita. So I was telling Tyler, sabi ko, I don't think I belong in the podcast. I think I'm really weird. Yeah, I didn't want to, hindi ko inuusisa kung ano, hindi ko hinihimay kung ano yung feeling. I just wanted out. So I didn't want to deal. And I wanted to be right by saying, yeah, they didn't like me, that's why I left. Wow. How stupid is that? I would not have this now if I listened to that, to the fear, to the doubt, doubting yourself. So I wish I think I did listen to myself. And siguro I'll tell myself, kaya mo yan, go lang. Oh, there's a reward at the end if you choose to keep at it. And I kept at it, and look at us now.
Boy, shocking. I didn't know that. Shocking.
Come on. I don't think I have any regrets. I've had numerous embarrassing moments on the podcast because everyone already knows how shallow my tears are.
Wala, wala.
That after I overshare... At the end of the episode, I'm like, maybe I should have kept that to myself, especially since I like to be private. But on the podcast, I just share everything. But I guess that's because I sense that it's a safe space with these three. I forget that there are other people who will be listening to the conversation, who will be judging me. I forget that part because... Right there and then, it's just these three, you know, and they've created that safe space where we can freely open up and be our vulnerable selves and know that it's okay, you know, we're not going to judge you. Maybe we will judge you, but we're not going to tell you to your face, you know. And I always just think maybe this will be a learning moment for somebody out there. You know, so if I do anything regretful, maybe this will benefit somebody who listens. That's just what I'm thinking. So no regrets. There's nothing I would like to take back, I think.
What about the things on the editing floor?
The ones that have been deleted.
That's why it's been edited.
Into the ether. It's not there now. Jude, you have anything you regret?
Don't say
no, saying no, yes no. to the podcast.
You reap what you sow. So. Ito na yun. Ito na yung whatever it was. Whatever that... how the idea formed. It's not exactly what you had in your head, but it's the best version of it. Huge part of that is having you guys here, and that's not just or letting us know that you listen. That it's a conversation that you feel like you dropped into. Kasi you cannot make that shit up. Mm. You know, it comes from a place of honesty and from I guess being able to connect. Sometimes I'm disconnected, but then when it just takes one who listens and who appreciates what's being done, and then you know that it's worth it. It's worth all the drama, the trouble.
May drama ba? May drama.
Wala, just kidding.
Just you. All right. Well, you know what? This is definitely one of the highlights of this podcast, being able to record in front of you guys. You know, how many years? 2019 to 5 years?
Almost 5 years now.
5 years old, guys. Oh my God, by March. Look at that.
Wow, and Jen knows
5 year
month.
Each.
5 years.
7 years.
Ah, 7 ba?
Two more years? Naman,
you have 2 more years, okay. Gosh. But hopefully, we will continue this, and by hook or by crook. Because, you know, Jude is the linchpin. He has to be there.
Basta pag January or start of the year, we've made it somehow something to start the year strong, di ba?
Yes.
May na-miss lang tayong 2020... Two. Oh. 21 we had there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. I think.
Sige. We're going to wrap this up.
We just wanted to say thank you to everyone who took time out of their schedules to be here. You know, while they were talking, I was just looking at every single one of you taking time out to message us, react to the episodes. As we always say, thank you for choosing to listen to us. For coming here, making the effort. I don't know how you came here, if you drove, commuted, took a grab, but that in itself is such an effort to come here to see us live. Thank you so much. You guys are just amazing. Thank you.
Thank you also to TPN, the Pod Network.
The Pod Network.
Thank you so much, guys. For housing us and having us be here. Hopefully we get to do this more often. You know, next time, yes, I think you're right, Del. We should go fly out to you.
Or somewhere else and we'll all go there. Like, I don't know, Maldives, maybe, I don't know.
Remote broadcasts elsewhere. Yeah. But these are special times whenever we do get together. And this is the first time we're together.
Since
together,
2019.
Together,
yeah.
Right?
Since 2019.
Oh, I group hug. Sige, wrap it up.
All right, so that is it for episode 213, live here at the Pod Network Studios
in Manila, Philippines. Woo!
So for the Eavesdrop Podcast, my name is Jelly.
My name is Fran.
This is Del.
This is Jude. We'll see you soon.
In 5 minutes.
Kala ko, see you never.
See you maybe next time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute. Para sa akin yan, ano?
Happy birthday.
Hold on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.